Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has barred a private religious school from participating in the state's school choice program. We've made it to Friday. It's August 25th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Anya Van Wagtendonk will tell us the latest about the future of Wisconsin's top elections administrator. And we've got the buzz on a rare bumblebee that was spotted in the state last week. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A struggling private school affiliated with a prominent Milwaukee church has been removed from the state's school choice program. Corrine Hess reports Holy Redeemer Christian Academy is not financially viable as defined by law.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction told operators of Holy Redeemer Christian Academy the school is barred from participating in the state choice program. DPI officials say the school has repeatedly failed to provide the state with complete and accurate reports legally required to remain in the program. Holy Redeemer officials did not return requests for comment. The school had 444 students last year. About 98% of those students are part of the choice program. Holy Redeemer received nearly $3.4 million in state funding through the choice program. The news comes just days before students are scheduled to begin school. Holy Redeemer parents have been told they can enroll in another private or public school. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee's high temperature hit 101 degrees on Wednesday, and that broke the prior record of 98 degrees set for the same date back in 1947. Richard Keller is a professor of medical history and bioethics at UW-Madison. He said triple-digit temperatures are dangerous for everyone, but social isolation is the greatest risk factor for dying of heat stroke. Often, older people live alone and don't have anyone checking up on them. People with mental illnesses are especially at risk.
What we need to do is recognize that these are people who may present social difficulties, but who are also human beings, people who are deserving of our compassion and deserving of our attention.
He said building strong social networks for isolated people can help get ahead of the problem before heat waves. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher climbed a 100-foot cell tower near Green Bay yesterday to raise awareness for broadband issues. Joe Schultz has more on what started as a dare.
Gallagher says the climb was the result of a challenge from a commissioner on the Federal Communications Commission. He also says expanding broadband access is critical to Wisconsin.
We have a massive opportunity, particularly after the pandemic, as people are looking to get out of the big cities, decluster from Chicago.
But Gallagher, a Republican, voted against the bipartisan infrastructure law that's bringing $1 billion to the state for broadband expansion. Joe Osland is with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
By not supporting that kind of investment and bringing those dollars home, he's really falling short.
A federal communications official says Wisconsin has made good progress on expanding broadband access, but there's more work to be done. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's top election official will not appear before a Senate committee hearing next week about her future in the job. Administrator Megan Wolf made the decision after State Attorney General Josh Kolb said that such a hearing should not be held at all. In a letter, the Attorney General said that holding a hearing creates, quote, unnecessary confusion about Wolf's position. He said state law makes clear that she can remain in her post indefinitely, even after her term expired earlier this summer. The GOP-led legislature has tried to push confirmation proceedings anyways. Next week's committee hearing could open the door to that. Lawmakers have suggested that Wolf would not have the votes to be reconfirmed. Wolf said she's following Department of Justice guidelines by not testifying before the Senate committee. It's unclear whether her future will remain on the agenda. Legal experts say many of these questions are unprecedented, and they'll likely have to be resolved in court. Ecologists are buzzing after a rare pollinator nest was recently found in Kenosha County. Evan Casey has more on the discovery.
The rusty-patched bumblebee nest was discovered last week in Summers near the Pike River. The species is endangered and has lost an estimated 87% of its population in the last 20 years. Christine Heiser is with the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network. She manages the pollinator patch program, which aims to create new habitat.
So to actually see it start to come to fruition in the watershed where I live was beyond exciting.
This is only the fifth rusty patch bumblebee nest found in Wisconsin in the last 20 years. Heiser hopes to soon see more of the species across the state.
Everybody can help pollinator conservation by putting native plants back in their yard.
Some of those plants include milkweed and pale purple coneflower. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a story from Wisconsin Life about watching birds at dusk. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg with a story about watching chimney swifts at dusk.
We all have a lot of things to cross off our to-do lists. Have you taken out the trash? Are the bills paid? Laundry folded? And if you're writer Catherine Jago, have you paused and turned your gaze skyward at dusk to witness the dance of the chimney swifts?
On August 31st, I hear that the chimney swifts are roosting in the brick chimney at Our Lady Queen of Peace Church. At summer's end, swifts mass in great flocks at dusk as they prepare to migrate south. My husband and I resolved to go there after dinner. It isn't an auspicious evening, cloudy and spitting with rain. We're bickering as we get into the car, anxious we'll be late. We arrive at 7:10, and I scurry ahead, clutching my binoculars, in search of the right chimney. I see nothing in the sky. We come to an expansive parking lot at the back of the church. Some minivans have pulled up, and people are sitting next to them on lawn chairs, chatting companionably. Two women are lying face up in an empty paddling pool. There are kids of various ages tooling around on the blacktop on bicycles and scooters, impervious to the drizzle. We join a small knot of birders gathered around an elderly gentleman in a wheelchair, wearing a tweed hat with a plaid woolen blanket tucked around his knees. I see only two swifts, tiny and high up. They look like cigars on wings, with the same rapid fluttering as bats or scraps of burned paper. But as the minutes pass, they multiply as if conjured out of the air. Now I can hear their high, sweet chittering. For a while, they swirl around in all directions, but gradually they cohere into loose ovals, the skein bulging this way, then that, above the rooftops. The old man is as excited as a boy. "Mother and I never saw this many," he exclaims, pointing skyward with a tremulous forefinger, his enthusiasm infectious. "Another first. Pretty good for a 91-year-old, his daughter says, affectionately. I keep checking my watch. Our necks begin to ache, gazing up. Sunset is at 7:34, although tonight it's only a glow in the dense cloud. As 7:30 approaches, the chimney seems to exert a magnetic attraction. Individual swifts dive towards it. Most pull out of the turn and veer off, but the odd one vanishes. At 1 minute before sunset, the flock's loose swirling picks up energy, like water circling around a drain, and suddenly they're pouring themselves down the chimney as if down a funnel and vanishing. I imagine the commotion inside the chimney, hundreds of small birds jockeying for a perch on the masonry with their tiny claws. I wonder if they prefer certain spots, higher up or lower down, and how they all get into such a tight space without colliding or hurting one another. When all of them are gone, there is soft applause. Someone says, "Sleep well, guys." I stand leaning into my husband, who has his arms around me from behind. When I turn around, People are dotted all over the parking lot in twos and threes, staring up, smiling. They have appeared out of nowhere, like the swifts. It wasn't a spectacular sunset, or a spectacular number of birds, 300 or 400 at most. But there's a collective sense of peace and pleasure. I resolve to come back at dusk, whenever I can, before they leave.
Catherine Jago is a translator and writer whose most recent poetry collections are Bloodroot and News from the North. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Brad Kohlberg.
And that's a wrap for the week. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today were John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us every single weekday right here or wherever you get your podcasts. And again, while you're there, leave us a rating, a review, tell us how you think we're doing. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.